the little gap in there in case Anthony joins us this morning, or Walt, or any of the usual suspects. Lance. Yeah, no, that's the whole thing with the internet providers. Like Verizon doesn't even state they're available at my address. T-Mobile, you know, is, so it's all just a matter of where you are with proximity to their tower. And I'm real lucky because it's a quarter mile from my house, and I get a really good signal strength, and of course, as a result, I get really good speed. The only thing that really gives me pause is that carrier-grade NAT. That carrier-grade NAT is a pain in the rump, and using their device, I cannot do pass-through. I have to use their router. And so it causes me to have carrier-grade NAT and double NATing, which, for almost everything, not a factor, but for some things, and in particular, most of the hammy stuff where it needs to get on the internet, it's a little persnickety. Although I'm running a zero tier, and I have my devices on the 44 net, and that has, for the most part, resolved the carrier-grade NAT issue and the double NAT issue, but still not perfect.